I rolled my eyes. Benvenuto always thought that way. He had no doubt that he would be very successful. I agreed that he would be, unless he got himself into trouble by thinking too much of himself. I melted the gold for Benvenuto while he pressed a raised design into a plate for one of Signor Agnolo's important customers. I let the gold cool, then hammered it into a flat sheet. Benvenuto cut soft pieces of the gold into tiny flowers. I watched as he engraved the petals, making each one different. That was more true to nature, he explained. The petals would be attached to stems made of gold wires twisted together. It was a very delicate piece of work. One morning, a servant came to the shop. He asked for Master Cellini. Signor Agnolo turned to Benvenuto and asked if he was this master. Benvenuto said no, hiding his face. Signor Agnolo sent the servant away. I slipped out the door and followed the servant. I explained that I was Master Cellini's apprentice and would give him any messages. The servant told me that Principessa Maria wanted Master Cellini to come to her immediately. When I got back to the shop, I whispered the message to Benvenuto. He went out that afternoon. A short time later, he returned with a silk bag. He poured the contents into my hand. A group of tiny jewels lay in my palm, forming a sparkling collage of color. They needed to be added to the brooch. The work was becoming more and more difficult, and we were running out of time.